solve them, that's the goddess in
you
me.
You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why are men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me and tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Truth hurts me to something more exciting. Bum, bum, dum, 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 bum, bum.
You trying to break my heart? Oh, that breaks my heart. That you thought you ever had it? No, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM.
Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me and tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
Bitch, I've been there. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been there. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye.
Oh shit. Ignorance is fierce tonight. Verbose.xyz. I am your host, the Mad Scientist Miles Road, coupled with my man Crafter, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 at Arby Special, aka Saggy Sack. Did I forget one? Probably not. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm alive. I'm verbose. I'm verbose in the verbosity.
You are riding the cosmos of the verbose, that the verbosity of being verbose.
Yeah, or something like that. Whatever. It's another Wednesday. Shit's still fucked up, you know. But
yeah,
okay.
Shit's fucked up, and I do have to apologize to anybody who tends to watch on my stream. Actually, this is kind of cool. Boozy and I, wife material, hear me talk about it from time to time. We're actually living together right now. Moved out of my apartment. We're living in hers currently, and we're moving into a house. So there, look on the other side of the horizon, and you will see a brand new and improved verbose. For now,
next step, though, it's butt sex. Butt sex is the next step.
Are you talking about in our relationship?
Yeah.
So, like, is that how it works? Like, I think it's either butt sex or baby making. Like, if you go the butt sex route, you don't pop out a baby for obvious reasons.
Little this, little that.
I don't know, man. You never go ass to vagina? Or do you?
Maybe.
I remember I was probably like 16 or 15 or 16. I remember seeing we were talking about this the other day, because like you don't see much video porn, right? When you were my age, when we were young, you know, people our generation, when we were young, it was like you were lucky to get pictures of porn. I remember friends at school handing me porn on like 2.5 or what is it, 1.44 megabyte hard floppy disks, you know, fucking. So I remember this one video, and it was like obviously like just a 5-second clip because you didn't get much video back in those days. But it was like fucking penetrate into the asshole and then pulled out and then fucking like adjusted, you know, the fucking, you know, flexed his chode and then went into the vagina and then back out and then into the asshole.
Yeah, that's some talent. I mean, it's only like a half inch difference, but that's some talent.
Right? But I mean, it's like precision machinery, right? Like that half inch, it means a lot. It's a difference between going between, you know, hitting the desert and fucking, you know, missing entirely. But feels easier because, like, normally, you know, you accidentally hit the AA and then fucking it's like, nope, you get dolphined, right? I wonder if that's why Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, or how he died. He just dolphined too hard.
Probably. Probably told me he was trying to butt rape him. He's like, nah, I rape other things. And he's like, nah, I'm choking you out with this sheet.
Isn't it strange now that we're starting to hear from, like, former, and I'm putting air quotes up here, cellmates? You know, that now security guards are talking to them about, like, keeping hush and not putting information out about Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, how fucking deep does this shit go?
It's, I mean, either the guy's taking advantage of the situation, which is possible, but, you know, his lawyer saying that, you know, his ex-cellmate is being threatened by guards to, you know, not talk about the conditions at the jail or talk about Epstein in any way. And that's really weird, you know, that the guards are suddenly so concerned about this. I mean, obviously something wrong happened there. More than just the two guards that were there are aware of it. The whole prison system is probably very, very corrupt.
Easily bought out, too. Easily bought out, I would assume.
These guys don't make much.
Right. Like, how much would you have to get paid, right, to be like, all right, don't fucking say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, if you fucking say something, then we're going to come after you, we're going to come after your family. But if you play nice.
Yeah, like a small amount of money, even like, well, you know, kind of small, like, here's $10,000, take your break at 2 a.m. and don't come back till 4. You know, tell them you fell asleep.
Especially if it was cash. I mean, imagine, I have never been in that situation where someone was like flashing me over 10, you know, 10 grand in solid bills. Like, here you go.
Yeah, and that's a small stack. That's like one stack of hundreds. Doesn't even take a suitcase. You can carry that in a pocket.
Don't $1,000 bills exist?
Maybe. I've never seen one.
I feel like that would be a good currency for today's baller. Oh, you think you got stacks? I got stacks of thousands.
Yeah, why do rappers never pull out thousands?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking cheapskates. Yeah, and that begs the question, too. Why was Jeffrey Epstein never in any rap videos?
Yeah, with the kind of money. I mean, it looks like he left about $557 million to somebody.
Right? Fuck.
Yeah. In a will he signed 2 days before his death somehow in jail. And to a trust that he created while in jail, that no one knows is the owner of or who is the beneficiary.
And he literally made half a bill on fucking trafficking young girls.
Yeah.
You know, and for sexual purposes.
I mean, $18.5 million in vehicles, so many properties, huge and huge amounts of wealth.
And I apologize to anybody out there in TV watching land that at this point is getting frustrated with us continuously talking about it. But I find that it's really important in this day and age when there's things like of this type of nature that where we got screwed on knowing a lot of what's going on behind the scenes with the immensity of who could have gotten busted through Jeffrey Epstein. This is a big thing. And I think that there's a lot of people right now fucking trying to wait out the storm so that the Jeffrey Epstein shit cloud fucking passes by. I don't want that shit cloud to pass by. It pisses me off that he's dead, because we'll never fucking find out what was going on. Not to the extent that we could have. Anyways, go ahead.
And the conspiracy guys now are tending to go the other way, that there's no way he's dead, that this is definitely, you know, like a psyop, that's why the mainstream media is covering it so hard and going after it and asking decent questions after 20 years of accusations. That, you know, it's how to fake his death. It's how to fake that he doesn't exist anymore. Act like the problem goes away and really just, you know, change the subject. And that's what the conspiracy is saying. There's no way he's dead. With this amount of coverage, there's no way.
Here, what's interesting is here in New Mexico, KIVA 93.7? Yeah, 93.7 KIVFM. 1600 AM Albuquerque, New Mexico. Check that shit out. Rock Attack, Eddie Aragon, right? This guy, like, I call into a show every once in a while and fuck with him about things, especially like BDS laws and things like that. But he has been covering the Epstein thing so hard. So, like, work gets out if I can get in my car, and he's just going off. And if you don't know, Epstein has major connections to New Mexico. And the more this Eddie Aragon motherfucker keeps talking about New Mexico and its connections to Epstein, it seems to me that this state's fucking evil as shit, bro. It's like the perfect state to, like, do spirit cooking and fucking sacrifice young girls and shit.
I mean,
this place is kind of creepy, man.
And it does weird things. Like, when Epstein was convicted in Florida and he had to register as a sex offender, he also registered here in New Mexico. And then the state of New Mexico removed him 2 days later after he registered.
Right? He literally, they literally fucking moves in, paid. And did you know that he bought his estate from the former governor? What the fuck was his name? Is it Baker, I want to say? George? Or...
Not.
Fuck, you know better than I.
I don't know any of those people. Bill, do you know, Richardson?
No, but he does have ties to Bill Richardson. Who was before Bill Richardson?
Some other guy.
So that other guy sold him his estate, right? Fucking moves into shop. The state doesn't recognize him as a sex offender. He literally sets up shop to continue on his fucking baby factory. You gotta be fucking kidding me. It was like, oh, okay, well, he made the effort, so let's just toss this out the window so we look good. Part of the deal, because he bought, like, a multi-million dollar property from the governor himself. You know what I mean? It's like all these... That's the intricacy of this whole thing that blows my mind, is all these people tied into this motherfucker. And who is Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, sure, he's a money mogul, he's a fucking financier, but I feel like he's just the whole... investing thing, it's just a setup, bro. It's just so that it looks like he got his money somewhere other than fucking trafficking women for sexual purposes. Young women. Don't you think?
Yeah. And, sorry, I was researching, Bruce King, Governor Bruce King.
Bruce King, thank you, that's exactly who it is. He bought his estate from Bruce King. And such an, dude, there's just so much weird shit in New Mexico, man. You ever been to Vegas?
No.
And for all of you out there in TV listening land, fucking Vegas, New Mexico, not Nevada. It has a really strange place there. Speaking of conspiracy, right? Like, just outside, I want to say west of Vegas, is a small mountain area that goes up into the Guaymas River. It's called Montezuma. Just... right off the side of the road there, there's these hot springs and this huge castle. It's the Armand Hammer. Armand is the first name, I think it is. Armand Hammer World College. And it's been a lot of things. It was originally bought by the Armand Hammer Estate. I think it was their mansion. And then I think it was sold to the state or left as, like, public property to the state or to the city. And then it was picked up by a monastery, and it was a monastery for decades. After being a monastery, it laid dormant for a while, was at a short time museum where you could tour through parts of the place. And then now it's the Armand Hammer World College. So it's a place where dignitaries bring their kids to fucking do their last year of high school and their first year of college as kind of a preparatory for... you know, going to Yale or Harvard or Stanford or any of that bullshit. So there's high-level people from all over the world, essentially, you know, the elites that are sending their kids to the Armand Hammer World College so that they are indoctrinated and then pushed in further into the system by joining one of the, you know, preparatory elites, such as, like, Yale or something, or Dartmouth. What's ones in Europe, too? Fucking Princeton? Is that in Europe?
I don't think so.
What's the one in Europe that's really big? It's Oxford, bro. Oxford. That's... yeah, because like it's
sure,
like Canadians.
Sure it's arm Canadian and hammer, and not hammer and sickle.
Gotti. No, that's the indoctrination that the working class get. Like,
true.
They get a different indoctrination. if you're you know, fucking blue blood elite that you know, wipes its ass with $20 bills, then you understand that it's kind of like Jews, how they feel about the goyim, right? That's how the elites feel like us, you know. We're like fodder for their game. We're pawns on their chessboard. We're places, pieces put, be moved in. Anyone could come up with that mentality, but when you're indoctrinated with it, it creates a them and us kind of mentality, I feel.
Yep, they've been poisoning us, lowering our IQ, ruining our education system, starting wars, and raping our children. That's about it.
Yep, poison the water, turning the freaking frogs gay. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Yep, Alex Jones was right about fluoride. I guess all these scientific studies are coming out now that shows that fluoride is pretty damaging to your pineal gland. And also, it does lower the IQs of babies to mothers who drink fluorinated water while pregnant.
I'll be goddamn. Yeah. It's about time we fucking... It's weird how these little things are starting to come out. You know, that's one of them. I'd say another one that came out recently was with Roundup. You're even hearing a lot of these commercials where those lawyer collectives come together and, like, sue a big company and then get all these people to sign on to it. Everybody probably gets a check of $1,000, but the lawyer company fucking banks on the lawsuit. So the latest one is Roundup. If you've been exposed to Roundup, call such and such, and we can make sure that you're entitled to the compensation that you deserve.
No, not what you deserve. Just what they can get, mostly for them. Scam.
Right?
It's a weird world, though, when you know, like, you know, like, that's, it's the people saying they're going to help you that's ripping you off, and the guy that's trying to sell you water filters that's telling you the truth. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, just a humble water filter merchant or a prophet to the elites. And some may say that, you know, he's leaking information because he's told to slow leak it directly from the source.
True. He is. I believe that he is kind of like a shill. He is, you know, controlled opposition. He is there to make conspiracy theorists look crazy. He's there to seed you know, a little bit of truth or a little bit of facts to lure people in and then feed them lots and lots of bullshit.
Do you think it could be like a combination of both? Like he's just like this ranty guy from on the street. Doesn't really realize how he made it or how his millions have like accumulated around him, but has had this vested interest using him and playing him as a pawn for a long time. Like he's got inside moles that are saying certain things and doing certain things and pushing him towards certain things. Understand, they have his personality profile figured out in such a way that they can just control him. Like they move the eye of Sauron and fucking Alex Jones adjusts and moves to its whims. Like they're using some of that fucking CIA bounce sound off your skull fucking technology to control him like a fucking puppet. Like an actual fucking puppet.
An actual puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like wow. The CIA, FBI.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah? Does it? You've been fucking digging into some conspiracy theories lately. Let's conspiracy theory minute with Crafter.
Yeah, I mean... conspiracy theories, not magic. I mean, come on. How do you, like, a real puppet? Like a zombie? Like that movie? You ever see that movie?
There's nothing magic about...
The Serpent and the Rainbow by Wes Craven, where it's, like,
no.
These people in, like, Jamaica or some other Caribbean island, and they, like, make zombies. They, like, poison people with these, like, powders and stuff from plants, and then, like, they think they die, they get buried, and then they come back, and they're, like, almost brainless.
But you talk like that's fake, too.
I mean, it was a movie.
Yeah, but...
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
That exists in real life. There's, like, herbal concoctions of lore where people become zombified. Or even that...
Do you think the CIA would use those? Like scopolamine?
Yeah, scopolamine or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
I can't pronounce those kind of words, but... Do you think the CIA would use those things to control people and make
absolutely.
Mass shooters or something like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. 100%. I mean... Don't you think that pharmaceutical companies are allowed to exist as they do for similar reasons? You know what I mean? Like being able to push out anti-psych meds that actually make you go crazy or so apathetic that you're willing to react in such a way that you don't emotionally understand what's going on. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
No? No, maybe. I feel like you'd be the one going off the deep. How am I the conspiracy theorist tonight?
Yeah, you're the conspiracy theorist. You're coming up with some crazy facts, and I don't know about this. I don't know. I better get some supplements. I better call out to get some supplements because they're raping babies and they're killing people. And, oh my God, Sandy Hook.
Of the very worst kind, and I'm so pissed. Gonna stab your daughter at the mall.
Call in right now, folks. Baby, get some filters and some supplements. Get some silver nitrate. I pulled it right out of my anus. Come on.
Silver nitrate from my anus. A.K.A. deep earth crystals. Deep, when we talk about deep earth crystals.
Non-baby raping crystals.
Deep earth non-baby raping crystals. That Sandy Hook child pornography, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Shout out to Alex Jones, though. Shout out to Alex Jones for being right about fluoride.
Right? Boozy's dying over here. We're thinking about replacing the need for a Gary with a Boozy. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that Crafter has one of the most spot-on Alex Jones impersonations. There's chemicals in the water turning the friggin' frogs gay! Friggin' frogs gay! Sorry. It remixes in my head. Like, as soon as those words are uttered from my mouth, it's like the loop of the meme song starts going off. You all know what I'm talking. All have watched it. Fucking Alex Jones is the meme lord. And I think that's what it is, too. You know, the CIA is using the meme of Alex Jones. I don't know why I'm on the CIA kick tonight.
I mean, because that's who controls Alex Jones. Alex Jones is controlling.
I don't think
CIA.
It's CIA. I would say that if we were to refer to our homie from No More News, what is his name? Adam Green. That motherfucker insists that Alex Jones is controlled by Mossad.
Really? I mean, that's kind of the same thing. Potato, potato.
It's Israel's CIA.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, who do you think runs our CIA?
Oh, my God. Touché, my dude.
But hey, CIA, you better do some secret squirrel shit or we're going to fucking assassinate you.
It's just interesting to look back at older clips of Alex Jones and how he freely attacked the state of Israel. He freely, like, you know, talk shit about what was going on in that part of the world. And he was able to point out the overwhelming presence of Jewish individuals within Hollywood and the government. Like, he wasn't afraid to do these things. And I think that's what I think, you know, initially a lot of people appealed to Alex Jones. Now, I feel what he does is it's all about the Shycom. Oh, yeah, Boozy, good point. Wild, wild country, you got to talk about that. Good point. But I think that, you know, and so to deflect anything out of away from Israel, to deflect the whole paradigm of continued terrorism in Palestine, to kind of push away from that idea, push closer to the idea of, air quotes, Americana, it's like you have to have an enemy that replaces the Jews. So what would be easier than to just jump on board with the idea that it's China? China controls Hollywood. China controls our economy. China is the one with the pedophile rings. China has their hands in Jeffrey Epstein's back pocket. Like, wait, what? What? I mean, I hate to be the one to point this out, and you know, I'm not anti-Semitic or nothing, but Epstein. His last name is Epstein. That doesn't sound like someone that's involved with the Shycoms. And when Jeffrey Epstein got popped, this is what Alex Jones was saying, is that Jeffrey Epstein has ties to the Shycoms. I think that Jeffrey Epstein more has ties to Bilderberg and the higher elites. His whole thing, like, even in New Mexico, put money towards things like eugenics and fucking rocketry and space exploration. I bet one of those people that are kind of waiting for things to pass might be Elon Musk. Considering Epstein's interest for space and traveling into space and rocketry. Anyways, where was I going with that? Fuck. It's just all coming back to Epstein. But my point is that Alex Jones is wrong. It's not the Shycon. It's the people with money. And China is a whole other ball of wax going on, right? Our international affairs are really different than the nation state that makes up the top one half of 1%.
I mean,
that seems if you're worried different about China, than the threat of China.
I got a good clip for you, just because, you know, if you're worried about China, we have the answer finally. As Americans, we don't have to worry about China or the big red threat.
All right. All right, see you. Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, and it's broken. Fuck you, technical difficulties. This is bullshit.
I hear it.
Oh. Broken, stupid
bot. Turn that shit up. He's talking about how people are talking about having a recession. You do hear this a lot, which is interesting. I think that
China has been ripping us off.
Can you guys hear this? Can you hear it now?
President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama, and others
should
have done this long before me.
Okay.
So, my life would be much easier, although I enjoy doing it, but my life would be much easier if I just said, let China continue to rip off the United States, all right? It'd be much easier, but I can't do that. We are winning against China. They've lost 2.5 million jobs in a very short period of time. They want to make a deal.
I think we're winning or whatever, but it's hurting us too. Like, they want to make a deal.
Probably we will make a deal, but if I didn't do that, and I'm not doing this. Somebody said it's Trump's trade war. This isn't my trade war. This is a trade war that should have taken place a long time ago by a lot of other presidents. Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion.
The past 6 years,
ripped it out of the United States.
Presidency.
And not only that,
right.
Take a look. Intellectual property theft. Add that to it.
That is true. There is a lot of that going on, and I think that's where China has an advantage. That, and they use their people as slaves.
I am the chosen one.
I am the chosen one.
So I'm taking on China.
What the fuck?
I'm taking on China on trade.
I'm the chosen one.
And you know what? We're winning. Because we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries...
Dude, China's the piggy bank. They bought our debt for pennies on the dollar. What the fuck is this guy talking about?
European Union, $200 billion. China... more than $500 billion. Sorry. I was put here by people. I was put here by people.
I am the chosen one.
And that's what I'm
chosen
doing.
By the people.
Done a job like I've done. Now, would China rather...
That's fucking interesting.
He's the chosen one. So if you don't have to worry about China more, because we got the chosen one taking on China. And
yeah.
He's fixing it. Somehow.
Yeah, no. Can you play the beginning of that clip again? There was a point I was going to make. It blows my mind how he fucking talks about himself. Like, it's almost biblical in nature. Oh, right. You can stop it. Recession, dude. I feel like a lot of people talk about recession. And I think where the, you know, the right, and I can't even say the far right, I'd say the fiscal right, They feel like the left is saying that we need a recession. And I think what they're misconstruing is it's not that we need a recession. It's that's what's going to happen. You can kind of read the tea leaves. It's a cyclical balance of like ups and downs of a wave. You know what I mean? It's like the ebb and flow of a wave, not cyclical, my bad. But you know what I mean? And so it's not that we need a recession or a recession needs to happen. I think if you really hate Trump, a recession needs to happen. But that's bullshit to think that, you know, fucking your whole shit would be, you'd want to, you know, ruin everybody's good time just to fucking get rid of the president. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, they want, it's almost like they want, like, economic collapse just to prove that he did it. But, like, a recession, I mean, like, economy can't always have gains, can't always be moving forward. Sometimes you have to take a step back or you have to reinvest to fucking make it to the next level. You can't just have constant gains all the time.
And some things are unpredictable, and big booms in popularity of, specific things that generate money sometimes create bubbles, and then those bubbles pop, and you experience the recession-like effects from that. So it's just something that kind of happens. So I don't think that anybody out there is really, unless you're one of those, those fucking dumbasses that's shrieking for a recession just so that we can make Trump look bad. It doesn't have anything to do with Trump. The good economy right now has about as much to do with Trump as would a recession. So there you have it. Yeah. Sanctions, however, you know, especially on China, when we buy the majority of what we buy is fucking coming out of China, seems kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I got another Trump clip for you that I'd like to get your opinion on.
Oh yeah, it fucking hit me with this.
So I have been responsible for a lot of great things for Israel. One of them was moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Oh my God!
Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
Why is that your responsibility?
One of them, frankly, is Iran.
This is the chosen
Iran
one.
Is a very far weakened nation right now, much different. Hopefully something works out. We'll see if it happens, it happens. Wait a minute. Wait. No president has ever done anywhere close to what I've done between Golan Heights, Jerusalem, Iran, and other things. Excuse me. Wait a minute. No president has done what I've done. We have a group, I call it AOC plus three. You could call the person Representative Talib. You could say Representative Omar. You could go any way you wanted to go. They are anti-Semites. They are against
what
Israel. She had a plan to greatly embarrass Israel by going there with the fact that she wanted to see her grandmother. I assume that's true.
I'm sorry that
true.
America has different opinions.
But it was very bad. Very bad. The things that she and others of that group and other Democrats have said.
And I feel Benjamin Netanyahu
the
of
the Democratic
played this whole
Party.
Thing wrong.
And I will tell you this. In my
he should have
opinion,
let them in
the
under
Democrats
stipulation.
Have gone very far away from Israel. I cannot understand how they can do that. They don't want to fund Israel. They want to take away foreign aid to Israel. They want to do a lot of bad things to Israel. In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Whoa.
What are we? What is this? The Israel States of America? What the fuck, yeah. Man?
Only weak people vote against Israel. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
do we live
God.
There? Do those fucking people really fucking, like, support me or my schools or my roads or anything? Like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, and Palestine is a bunch of fucking terrorists, and this whole shit does go back really far, you know, as far as the Muslim versus Jew thing. But at the same time,
why is that
like,
still
why,
my problem? Why is that our
yes,
fucking
exactly.
problem?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Like, why is this our issue? Why are we... Why do we have to be loyal to Israel? Why can't Israel and Palestine figure out their own shit without our intervention? It's like fucking we're incubating them or something. I don't fucking get it.
But if you vote Democrat, you're being disloyal to Jewish people. Like, whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
Oh, come on, man. But you do, you can see the paradigm. You can see the juxtaposition between Trump's presidency and Barack Obama's presidency. Barack Obama was denying certain Israeli diplomats from coming into the United States. He was very much the opposite. He was very pro-Muslim, you know.
But he didn't cut that funding.
That is true. He would have pissed off a lot of Americans who really fucking are religious and think that Israel is the promised land to the Jews and that yeah. Jesus will come back through Jerusalem.
It comes back to Mashiach and what you've always said is, you know, they want the end of the world. They want it. They want it over. They want most of us gone. They don't care if it's real or fake or fucking they make it or it's like real coming back. They want the end of the world. They want to go to their heaven, either man-made or God-made.
We want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now. And we don't want to wait. Fucking. Yeah. So I think that, but as far as like the squad is concerned, right? And AOC and. What's her name? Rahib Talib?
Yeah. Is AOC
that who it is?
Plus three.
Yeah. So it's AOC, fucking, who's our other girl? The original BDS girl. What the fuck's her name? Out of Minnesota? What the fuck's her name? Come on. Not Rashid Talib. Because she's actually from Palestine. That one.
Yeah.
What's her name? She's
Rashida
out of Minnesota.
Talib.
Yeah, Rashida Talib, but there's AOC.
There's AOC, Rashida Talib, Ayanna Pressley,
And I don't know that one.
And Ilhan,
Ilhan Omar. Omar. Thank you, Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar being... Ilhan Omar, like... This is the one that I love her, right? Because she's saying shit that is obviously thrown in the face of these people who either in the past said it or have denied it from the beginning. And that's that Saudi Arabia and Israel had their hands in 9/11.
For sure. Definitely Saudi Arabia. 100% yeah. Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Israel, I mean, that's a big conspiracy point, and there's a lot of circumstantial evidence, but I don't know if you could actually link it enough to convict them. But Saudi Arabia, for sure.
You can definitely link riding the coattails of using not letting a good tragedy go to waste. That's for sure.
For sure.
I feel like 9/11 definitely was the beginning of really strengthening our union, the United States' involvement in Israel. And this whole idea that by denying Israel its validity as a state, or rather at least speaking out against it, or speaking out against atrocities in Palestine, or not being able to share the fucking land, this for some reason is anti-Semitic. I don't understand. But getting back to my point, because we've now identified who the squad is completely, and... you know, there's some freedom of speech talking points in there. Liberal, you know, liberal or conservative, either way, you could see that, right? You could see that there's some freedom of speech talking points in there. And the idea of either being able to express your opinions in one way or another. And I think that a lot of conservatives speak out in that sort of way where they want to stand up for their right to fucking say things that are offensive, while at the same time being offended when people were like, fuck Israel. So, that being said, I don't think that Benjamin Netanyahu necessarily played this game right. Like, why did you say right out off the bat, no, fuck you guys, you can't come in? Number one, U.S. is our, you know, U.S. and Israel, they're like fucking, they're buddy, right? They got their hands in each other's pockets. They're fucking rubbing the tips of their nukes together and shit, you know? And fucking, so why can't we instead play the game where it's like, okay, you're a delegate from the United States. You are representative of what that means. If you want to come into Israel, first you have to come visit the Holocaust Museum. Then you got to go kiss the wall with the yarmulke on your head. And then you could do your business in town, whatever that is. You know what I mean? You make them go through a process to understand where your viewpoint is as a Jewish individual who runs the Jewish state, ethno-state. Then you fucking impress that upon them. You invite them into their country under the stipulation. It becomes this way of like, okay, cool. You want to push your point? Well, you have to at least look at my point of view. And especially because of our involvement, U.S. involvement, right? Just don't like outright give them a reason to be like, ha, see, he denied us. Even though she, after the fact, Rashida Tlaib did get permission to go over to Palestine to visit her grandmother, but decided to use it as a political point instead, which is so sad, man. Your grandma's in her 90s. Fucking go see grandma, right? Shout out to grandma. I love my abuela. Love her. Yeah. Fucking, I would go to Palestine to see my grandma. And I wouldn't talk shit about, even if I hated Israel, I wouldn't talk shit about Israel just so I could go visit my grandma, okay? Fucking be a human, Rashida Tlaib. Fucking take pictures. Put that shit on your Instagram. Don't even talk shit about Israel. See, everybody's fucking up left and right. Everybody's fucking up left and right. You know what I mean? Benjamin Netanyahu had an opportunity to fucking throw the ball back into their court. Make the squad look stupid. Like, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing here, but fucking, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I let you in? There's way more people here that appreciate what's going on and understand that this is where we came from, then yo asses can try to impress upon people. You're in the minority. Hear our point of view. Yeah, so fucking the squad, man.
Yeah, I mean, the squad, I mean, well, you know, a little bit extreme. It's still, like, all sides in the current political spectrum are just showing piss-poor morals. It's politics in general. It's mudslinging. It's not to the fucking horrible level they want you to think. Both sides want you to think it's a crisis. You need to give away something. You need to make something. Something needs to change today. And it's just not right. No one wants to put out a full plan. They just want to be reactionary. They want to get something overstepping, pushed is and passed as fast as possible.
You know, I like talking about the squad and all. I really do. It's amazing. But I actually have a clip for you. Because currently in the polls, as far as the Democratic side is concerned, we're still looking at a fucking Biden-Trump face-off.
Fuck Biden.
Which to me is... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think. And this is a little bit longer clip. This is a five-minute clip. But this is Biden... this is Sean Hannity talking about... and analysts talking about what Biden really represents on the campaign trail.
Hand-titty.
You said hand titty.
Hand titty. I gotta
get quicker with this.
Let's go hand titty.
A first one announcement, if anyone cares. The crowded field of Democratic radical socialists just shrunk by one, Governor Jay Inslee. He dropped out of the race. Did anybody even
right
know he was
the
in
bat,
the race?
Dude.
Joining us now, former RNC chairman, former White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus, and Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce. You know, let's go through a little bit of sleepy, creepy, crazy. Let's see. His own wife, Tammy, if we look at it, that wasn't very encouraging. You know, you're going to have to
swallow hard. Yeah, she literally came out and was like, me
good.
Too.
His brain surgeon says, no, his brain's okay. Can't go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts without a slight Indian accent. Bragging his state was a slave state.
But in his defense, when the Indians
favorite,
are talking to you, don't you just want to talk back
time
and bobble
ever.
Head a little bit?
You got an African-American that is bright, articulate, bubbled. And clean. It's storybook. Or poor kids are just as talented as white kids. And Joe 30330,
what,
I think
what
that's
the
my
fuck?
Favorite.
Did he say that?
Here's the clip. Thing yeah, that also awesome. I think Americans should be
oh
concerned
my God,
about
I gotta,
and Democrats
I gotta
should be appalled
that.
By. That he's actually in this position. It is clear he should not be. And yet the Democratic Party is so destroyed, mm-hmm. and Barack Obama destroyed it in his cultivation of a cult, what? That they're pushing this man...
Hillary
to do
destroyed it.
It. Because they do
Bernie
believe that he would
candidate.
Have more of
Hillary
an appeal than all
just
the
like
rest of their talent.
Oh.
So there's a point where it's becoming embarrassing for this man to be in this position. His wife clearly wants to support him. She obviously is also worried about the party. But they can't even push through it on their own. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. But then also the Democrats themselves... It also highlights the contempt they have for the American people and for their own base, that there's no real interest in being there for everyone in the country. They lie about who's a racist. They want to divide.
I don't know if they lie about
they're,
who's being a racist.
Proposing things that Bernie Sanders the other day admitted when he was asked at a town hall
and
how
yeah, exactly.
ready to accuse anybody
cost.
For any
he said,
slip.
Oh, I don't have that in my pocket.
Yeah, totally.
Nobody does. We really don't know. They have no idea, and yet they're putting themselves in this position because they believe their own base is ignorant. They believe the American
that's
people
true, though.
Why wouldn't they put Bernie in? It's going to be the Bernie
people.
Mistake two
I
fucking elections
Republicans
in a row.
Understand this.
Poor kids and white kids.
Are really turning into
I wish
a,
it'd be
a
Bernie
for the American people.
Trump face off. That'd be awesome.
Bernie has a good chance.
Over facts, but he's got 8 years
maybe
of
not
a record.
Guaranteed, but
8
a good
years
chance.
Of economic policy failure. The Iranian deal, 8 years of foreign policy failure. Nobody's even begun to talk about that part.
Well, and the other problem that they have, if you're the campaign manager for Joe Biden, you've got to worry that these gaffes aren't just a pattern. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's a pattern of problem. No, the question is, if this pattern becomes an issue of mental competence, that is the issue that's
this
going
is going to happen again,
Biden.
I feel.
Hasn't
the
already,
I agree
with
there's
hasn't
already been
already
so
happened?
Many clips. Exactly. It's already
and,
happening.
And I think it is happening. And the media, I think the media and some of the folks in the media that want a more progressive candidate, they want an Elizabeth Warren. They want a Kamala
dude,
Harris.
They're
going to swarm over
I
this
slut,
issue.
Dude, that, exactly.
Joe Biden. Like,
we
like,
need
we
a
can't
center
imagine.
Left.
Here's the other problem
I
for the
close
Democrats,
enough.
Though. President Trump has
Yang would work
outmaneuvered too. The Democrats on one of their signature issues, which is sentencing reform. Elizabeth Warren's talking about sentencing reform. The only problem they have is that the person they actually have to run against actually did it and did it more favorably than any president in modern history. So they've got a huge problem right now, not to mention the fact that Newt Gingrich wrote a book called Real Change many years ago. And the whole premise was is that you need to frame these issues in such a way that 70% of the American people agree with you on. Who doesn't agree with moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Every president's promised it.
Trump delivered it.
I don't agree.
He didn't believe that the Iran deal was bad. Maybe 30% liked it, but 70% agreed with
Trump. Exit question.
This is what they're facing.
Gotta sneak in the Jew shit. What the fuck?
Tammy.
Well, yeah.
Well, I tell you, it won't be Joe Biden. When it comes to who the establishment thinks, I think they believe Kamala Harris is going to have it. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Bernie.
Who do you think? Rice.
Maybe.
I think Biden will squeak through, but I would look out for Elizabeth Warren.
I'm leading advantage Elizabeth as of tonight. Thank you both.
No, I think you'll see Bernie because the people want Bernie. And I don't think Bernie. I think Bernie Trump would be an interesting. It'd be an interesting election. That's for sure. But a Bernie presidency wouldn't be that bad because it would just be kind of stopped dead in its tracks. It's so radically different that the House would, House of Representatives would just fight against it the whole time. You would see total gridlock, which would be awesome and awesome for the economy. And Bernie Sanders' presidency would look really cool because there would be nothing going on outside. There would be no outside interference and we would just be focused at home. It would be like a Make America Great Again thing.
Still, a lot of things could change through executive order. I feel a lot of healthcare things would change. Everyone would be start paying more taxes to pay for everyone's healthcare. That thing kind of would.
That
happen.
That is true. That is true.
But then again,
but I don't know. I don't know if that would happen. I bet.
But then think
it wouldn't happen in the first 4 years.
How much are you paying now in premiums and copays and stuff like that? That would go away as well. So would it equal out? Possibly. Would the individual notice a large difference in their income? Probably not.
Before we forget, this gets too far out of our psyche. I want to make sure we play this clip of poor kids and white kids.
Yeah. Creepy Joe, dumbass, racist.
We have this notion
racist.
That somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids. Black kids. Yep. Asian kids. Not really neat, but think how we think about it. Right now, we're going to dumb it down.
Poor kids.
They can do anything anybody
kids.
Else can do. Give it a shot.
Listen to him. Well, I kind of have to play this. When you hear him talk, man, this is a politician right here. This is what we fucking vote for, is fucking windbags that just, like, say things that sound like they matter. That's fucking Joe Biden.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it.
You made this up, didn't
poor
you?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It's like he made it up on the spot. And people are like, obligatory clap. Oh, did you just hear that?
But think how we think about it. We think now we're going to dumb it down.
Yeah, exactly. Move on.
Anything anybody else can do, give it a shot.
They could do anything else anybody could do, give a shot. That's literally what he just said. Like, what the fuck are you? Do you even understand what you're saying, man?
I guess it's getting a lot harder to find all the Creepy Joe videos on YouTube now. You know, all the compilations of him sniffing little girls' hair and whispering things to them and stuff. Like, there's a lot of videos of this shit happening. And Creepy Joe now has been rebranded Sleepy Joe, and the videos are just slowly disappearing.
Even President Trump jumped on that bandwagon early morning. Early morning. What the fuck am I even saying? He jumped on that bandwagon early within the whole Creepy Joe thing coming out. It was almost like Trump was whispered in someone's ear, we got to start calling him fucking Sleepy Joe, right?
Yeah.
So that we could start using this nickname in a syndicated broadcast. Because Creepy Joe, that just won't fly. Then people will start looking it up and they'll research this. We can't affect the elections that far, you know?
Yeah, and we don't want to check his Epstein connections because they're probably there.
Who, Trump or Biden?
Probably Biden. I bet Biden fucking hung out with him. I have no evidence or anything. I'm just saying probably happened.
That is conjecture, and I love it. You know, that's so funny. Verbose.xyz. We're not afraid to talk shit. It's like straight libel. Like if fucking politicians wanted to come back and say, you're influencing.
Yeah, but it's my opinion that, you know, it most likely happened. That he was a fucking creep. Joe Biden's a fucking creep. They both fucking lived around the same area. They both fucking are millionaires. They both went to elite schools. They both fucking hang out with rich fuckers. Probably knew each other. creeps.
Yeah. And he's creepy. He is creepy. The hair sniffing videos are fucking crazy creepy, man. But the internet is vast. You can go on any sort of... There's all these fucking right-wing sites now, you know. Right-wing social media hangouts and shit, you know. You could always go on Minds and find that shit really easy. Or if you go on BitChute, you could easily find those compilations. Fucking don't let that shit die, man. Like, we need to re-upload that shit on Verbose and be like, here you go, bitches. Creepy, hair-sniffing, fucking wife-swapping, fucking I got an earring in my left ear, fucking Joe Biden.
Yeah, let's keep the darkies in the back of the bus, Joe Biden.
Yeah. We gotta, why are we always trying to dumb it down? We gotta bring up the poor people to the white people status. We got poor people, we got white people. I guess I'm a white person.
Maybe.
You think?
Maybe by Joe Biden standards. I can't see very well anymore.
Right. Could I get it past, you know, fucking Strom Thurmond? Do you think he would think I'm white if I just straight up talked to him?
Alive. Couldn't
see? I don't think so. I think he died at 104, 106 or something.
Guy was old as fuck.
Yeah, old as fuck. And that's like our government. Fucking old as fuck. Needs to be updated, totally deprecated, fucking lacking the repos to continue on.
Yep. And now being gamed to maximum levels. Everything's being taken advantage of, loopholes are being taken advantage of. You know, people do not want to fucking honor the rule of law or the spirit of it. Everything's just a loophole on how to avoid things now.
When capitalism truly is the answer, it becomes co-opted by crony capitalism. Yep. And it makes people disinterested in the idea and conflating the two. Then all of a sudden you have this, it makes it easier for socialism to rise up because people are fighting against what they think is capitalism, but they're fighting crony capitalism. Which is what we're all fighting. We need to go back or go towards a true free market. Fuck this bullshit of the power and money being controlled by a very small percentage of the people. That shit needs to be freed, and we need to be subjected to our own imagination, will, and discovery, right? We need to create our own companies, our own businesses. We need to invest our own money. We need to invest in ourselves. Fuck these assholes.
Yeah.
Just saying.
These corporations have been making monopolies and taking advantage of everyone and making elite and, you know, and taking care of them better than they're allowing the public to take care of themselves.
Right. And it's so sad. Going back to your point of, like, the you know, the government is so gamed and what we have is just so outdated and set up to work against us. Even in the Libertarian Party, you know. Like, such a great idea and a great philosophy to live by and a great way to look at America. Yet, the people that represent the Libertarian Party that are literally the ones, you know, doing the primaries and things like that are people like fucking John McAfee and, what's his fucking name? Former senator for New Mexico.
Governor Bill.
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, Gary Johnson. Wait, was he... He was
He was governor.
Right? He was governor. Okay.
It was Bruce.
He was governor Bruce before King. Susan Mentors. Okay.
Bruce King, then Gary Johnson, then Bill Richardson, then Susana Martinez, and now the current one.
Okay. Yeah, what's her name? Fucking Michelle Lujan Grisham. And she's a piece of work, too, bro. Fucking with the whole crisis at the border. I don't understand why, you know, Dems are like, let them all in, but there's no crisis at the border. Yeah, there kind of is a crisis at the border. There's a lot of fucking people coming in. That's a lot of people to deal with. It's like a 1%er fucking human trafficking experiment. That's what it feels like. It's the UN going to these countries saying, hey, you don't like your government, you can claim asylum in the United States. We'll give you water, transportation, and communication and help you make your way. It's a fucking, you know, it's a petri dish experiment of the elite upon us. So I'm just saying, Governoress Michelle Lujan Grisham, we kind of do have a problem at the border. If you don't want to spend money on that and you want to fucking spend money on paying off, you know, the film industry, I guess so be it, but what's the better interest of what's going on here? Yeah, you see that article? Oh, go ahead.
I mean, there's at least 10,000 people, you know, immigrants that came from other countries sitting here in the state. That's 30,000 meals a day that we have to feed. You know, that's pretty much a crisis. That's like serving a stadium full of people day in, day out, and, you know, maintaining their lifestyle, facilities. That's a crisis. That's a lot of people. That's like a natural disaster amount of people who would move.
Right. Did you see that article about homelessness on the rise in New Mexico?
Everywhere, it seems.
That's what I think it is. It's like that South Park episode of the zombie homeless people looking for spare change. You know, and it's starting to increase in a number everywhere. You're just seeing more and more homeless people picking up everywhere in the United States.
Yeah, or at least the warm areas, you know.
Which is everywhere because of global warming.
True, yeah. Alaska homeless people coming to you next. Watch out.
Yeah, there's very few. I saw very few homeless people in Alaska, man. Very few. But I dig it. Fucking, I totally have that Lizzo song stuck in my head. That's what that bitch's name is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Why men fucking great, so they gotta be great.
She thick, though. Have you watched that video? Oh my god.
How about seconds of it before, you know, ignore
That's me. All I needed, dude. Fucking, you know. She could squash my head between her melons. It would just, like, float.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you finish a porn, you know? I mean, you need an hour and a half long movie. You only need, like, the 15 minutes.
Oh, no, dude. Pornhub ruined, like, you know, ejaculation for me. It's like 17 to 27 seconds, like, within that range, I'm done. I'm spent, you know?
Bam.
All I gotta do is, like, I just have hover my mouse over the preview, and that's it. That's all I need. Oh, fuck. Don't you hate that? You, like, nut, and then you see another video that you would have watched.
But now you're disgusted, so you can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, man, that would have been good. Right now, it's just like,
Yeah, I'm ashamed.
You're like, yeah, I'm ashamed that, like, that much cum all over that girl's face, like, was appealing to me, like, 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, this bitch is disgusting. She probably got some disease.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if her parents are proud of her.
I bet her dad's watching this video right now.
And jerking off. That's fucked up. Yeah, you don't see much of that, do you? Like, hillbilly pool. When's the last time you ran into hillbilly pool?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like with the titles on fucking on sites nowadays, everyone's trying to be that. It's all this horror
what?
Incest porn all over fucking Pornhub.
I guess that's true, man.
What the fuck? Like, hillbilly just taking over.
But I feel like the internet is obsessed with incest. Reddit specifically, man. They want to know stories about incest and people getting down on that. And, like, it's like the idea of John McAfee fucking a whale. He's like, it doesn't hurt anybody.
I think it's all you only, like, all the only children out there. Like, there's people with real siblings. Like, why the fuck? There's no way in hell.
Huh, that's weird. I'm an only child. I don't think about fucking sister fucking.
Lies.
What are you talking about? The only time I see I think about
diary.
It is I'm like, I'm looking
shit.
For, like, a BBW video of, like, some girl crushing some skinny dude. And all of a sudden, it's like auntie crushing nephew cries with shame afterwards and shit like that. It's just like mixed in. They mix
what?
That shit in.
That's crazy.
They like they cross over genres all the time. You know,
that's
like
crazy.
You're yeah, exactly.
That's
you're looking for a fucking blowjob video, and then
and mentally abusive. Then
all of a sudden, it's like a male on male flying 69. Like that happened.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a she-male fucking. What the hell, man? Curate selection.
Right? It's like they try to, like, pop some in so that you get some variety, you know? You've been watching the same thing. You're just firing the same synapses over and over again. Might want to change it up, man. Ever see midget porn before?
Brazilian fart porn?
Yes. You like that fart stink in your pudding. Right.
Lemon party?
So, yeah. Oh, I don't even know what that is. What is the lemon party?
If you have a browser, you should go to lemonparty.org immediately.
Oh, goddammit. Should I?
Yeah. I would love to just hear your reaction. Please go to lemonparty.org.
Oh, hold on. Let me open
for the
up a
upcoming
private
election
tab.
and all your political needs. Lemon Party.
New private window. LemonParty.org. What the fuck is this?
Can't have a lemon party
touch,
without old dick.
And I touch her left tit, and she does, but I keep forgetting and charging my phone. I got this app where you can chat with your with only someone whose phone is at 5% or less, only when your phone is also at 5% battery. Anyways, whatever she did, good for her. She looks hot AF now. Okay. What the fuck? She scored a something on Israeli series.
Oh, it got redirected to some chat thing.
It did.
Yeah.
Chat.poo.com, dude.
Yeah, that first page that it goes to, it's not supposed to have a redirect. Oh, it got broken. Fuck you, internet, for ruining a horrible old man sucking each other off joke.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't get fucking zucked with that. Wow.
Now you're in a fucked up chat.
Yeah, this is really weird. I kind of want to see what happens when I type something into this chat. Horny BBC? What is a BBC?
Big Black Cock, maybe?
It's not British Broadcast Company?
No.
Corporation?
Which is owned by Disney.
What the fuck? You gotta be kidding me. Disney owns BBC.
Yep.
Oh my god. Fuzz. His dad is a mechanic. They live above his shop, and he won't even employ them. He's Persian, or guess, he's Persian. It's an awkward existence. Zoe, I think his mom dropped him. He has been awkward since the day he was born. This is amazing. Are you sad?
Story of my life.
Miss Israeli and Miss Norway hanging together. This is interesting.
That's interesting, huh? Lemonparty.org gives us some weird chat poo website. It's a
chat.poo.com.
Chat poo. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, learn new things every day. It's not the old meme, but you got something new.
17 users in Maine. All right, cool. I'll see you.
The more you know,
the gayer you are. And speaking of gay, the gay is real. I just want to remind everyone of that. We are verbose.xyz hanging out tonight. This is show number 28.
Fuck, I don't even know. We do it so much.
27,
so much
28.
I think 28.
Yeah, that's fucking amazing. It's been fun doing this. I really look forward to what's going to happen in the future. And there will be things in the future. Why? Because, well, things are changing. Like I said, I'm in between places right now. I'm staying with my girlfriend, Boozy. Then we're going to move on to our own place, set up studio there. And me and Old Crafter might be doing this live. It'll be a whole different show.
Yeah. And got a 9/11 show coming up. 18 years from 9/11. And we're going to try to look into all that shit, look at the conspiracies about it, try to get to the bottom of it once and for all.
Indeed. And if we don't get to the bottom of it, at least expose y'all to some thoughts you might not have thought in a long time. Never forget, 9/11 was an inside job. Bisexual Egypt. Straight motherfucking Palestine. The gay is real. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex Jones.
Fucking real Satoshi is not Craig Wright. Did you hear that shit? That there's some shit going on with that too?
No, I didn't hear anything about some Satoshi. What's up? Nothing.
So So Satoshi apparently someone came out on Twitter saying Satoshi was going to reveal himself. Who knows? It's another fucking scam, I bet. We'll never know who Satoshi is. I think the closest we got was that one stupid news outfit that says we're all our Satoshi.
Yeah.
Fuck around, people.
Fuck no Satoshis.
All the Satoshis. Alex Jones, if you ever want to come on the show, please. I encourage you to do such. Verbose.xyz, that is our website. We have all of our shows there. This is the best place to check us out. We don't track your data. You come over, You fucking download our shit. You listen to it on the web. Fucking, we're just all about the fact that you came and checked us out.
Yeah, no cookies, no Google bullshit, none of that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Peace.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We started with ignorance. We'll end it with some ignorance. Dedicated to humanity. Verbose.xyz. Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy. Wished it on a genie. I got fans finally. And you wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life. For my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Just say to me. Don't you be a meanie, thought you wanted me to go. Why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh yeah, you used to love me. So what happened, what's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life. For my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. And I need a big Benz, not another fan. But I still want you as a fan. I'ma need a sit down. Don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.